ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 8, verses 11 and 12. The title of the chapter is Lord Krishna Shows His Universal Form. Verse 11 has no purport, so I'll read the sloka and the translation. Shri Suka Uvacha Evam Sampratito Vipra Svachikir Sitam Evatat Chakara Namakaranam Gurora Hasibalayo. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami continued, having thus been especially requested by Nanda Maharaj to do that which he already desired to do, Gargamuni performed the name-giving ceremony for Krishna and Balaram in a solitary place. Text 12. Sri Garga Uvacha. I am Nirohini Putro Ramayan Suhito Gunai Akhyasyate Rama Iti Baladikyad Balam Vidhu Yadunam apritak bhavat Sankarshanam usantyapi. Sri Garga Uvacha. Gargamuni said, I am this, he indeed, Rohini Putra, the son of Rohini, Ramayan, pleasing, Surhidaha, all his friends and relatives, Gunai, by transcendental qualities, Akhyasyate, will be called, Ramaha, by the name Ram, the supreme enjoyer, Iti, in this way, Bala Adikyat, because of extraordinary strength, Balam Vidhu, will be known as Balaram, Yadunam, of the Yadu dynasty, Apritak Bhavat, because of not being separated from you, Sankarshanam, by the name Sankarshan, or uniting two families, Ushanti, attracts, Api, also. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Gargamuni said, this child, the son of Rohini, will give all happiness to his relatives and friends by his transcendental qualities. Therefore, he will be known as Ram. And because he will manifest extraordinary bodily strength, he will also be known as Bala. Moreover, because he unites two families, Vasudev's family and the family of Nanda Maharaj, he will be known as Sankarshan. Purport. Baladev was actually the son of Devaki, but he was transferred from Devaki's womb to that of Rohini. This fact was not disclosed. According to a statement in the Haribangs, Pratyuvacha Tato Rama Sarvang Sthan Abhita Stitan Yadavesh Vapi Sarveshu Bhavanto Mama Balabaha. Gargamuni did not disclose to Nanda Maharaj that Balaram would be known as Shankarshan, did disclose to Nanda Maharaj that Balaram would be known as Shankarshan because of uniting two families, the Yadu Vangs and the Vangs of Nanda Maharaj, one of which was known as Kshatriya and the other as Vaishya. Both families had the same original forefather, the only difference being that Nanda Maharaj was born of a Vaishya wife, whereas Vasudeva was born of a Kshatriya wife. Later, Nanda Maharaj married a Vaishya wife, and Vasudeva married a Kshatriya wife. So although the families of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva both came from the same father, they were divided as Kshatriya and Vaishya. Now Baladev united them, and therefore he was known as Shankarshan. Om Agyana Dimurandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavari Paschatya Desha Tarine. So Nanda Maharaj requested Gargamuni to perform the Namakaran Sanskara, and Gargamuni, he came for that purpose, being inspired by Vasudev. Actually, this is the third time that Lord Ram is receiving his names. The first time was in chapter 2, when Krishna spoke to Yogamaya and gave her the task of transferring Shankarshan from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. He precluded to her that this particular child, his name will be Ram. Now the name Ram comes from the root of Ramana. Ramana means, just as we have Radharaman, pleasure. So the name Ram was already explained to Yogamaya by Krishna at that time. Also the name Shankarshan. Now this name Shankarshan has several meanings. One is given here by Gargamuni because he did not want to disclose some of the other ones. This Shankarshan, because he was being attracted to the womb of his eternal mother, Rohini, from the womb of Devaki. It's explained in some places that actually Rohini, when Devaki and Vasudev were in the prison house of Kamsa, Rohini being another wife of Vasudev, she would often visit them and she became pregnant. Also a devotee asked Prabhupada here in Vrindavan, they were on a morning walk, how is it possible that Rohini was able to become pregnant when Vasudev was in the prison house? And Prabhupada, he explained very simply, sometimes there were visits. So Rohini in the month of Jesh became pregnant, and out of fear of Kamsa, because already 6 children had been killed by him ruthlessly, Vasudev decided to hide her in the home of Nanda Maharaj. And one evening, when she was 3 months pregnant, he sent her by horse alone to Braja. And there she stayed in the home of Nanda Maharaj. There were other Mathuravasis, particularly the other wives of Vasudev, who were also hiding in Braj. In some places it said that they were hiding in caves, actually, because everyone was afraid of Kamsa. Now some of the Yadu dynasty members, they decided to stay close to Kamsa because they already knew the prediction that Krishna would appear So on the pretext of being a friend of an assistant of Kamsa, they stayed in Mathura. But many other of the Yadu and Vrishni dynasty, they fled to different places in fear of Kamsa. So Rohini, she also went to take shelter in the home of the brother of Vasudev, that is Nanda Maharaj. Now, how were they brothers? There are two dynasties that we've read about in the ninth canto. That is the Suryavangs and the Chandravangs. Suryavangs, we know from Vivasvan came Ikshvaku. Ikshvaku was a great devotee of Ram, and Ram ultimately appeared in the Suryavangs. From the Chandravangs, there was a great king named Devamidha. Devamidha, he had two sons. One was Sura, and one was Parjanya. Kshatriyas, we know, often had many wives. So one of his wives was a Kshatriya, and the other wife was a Vaishya. Now, when a Brahmin, this is from the Manu Sangita and the Padma Purana, when a Brahmin marries a Vaishya woman, her offspring is called Ambashta. And then if a Brahmin marries an Ambashta woman, her offspring is called Abira. So the woman that was married, the Vaishya woman that was married by Devamidha, was an Abira Vaishya. Also twice born, coming from a Brahmin father of two generations. So therefore we can understand that Nanda Maharaj was also twice born. So having married the Abira Vaishya wife, from her came Parjanya, and from the Kshatriya wife came Sura. Sura Sen later took over the kingdom. Sura, he took over the kingdom called Surasena, and his name also was Surasena. And Parjanya, because his mother was Vaishya, Abira, he was given by his father the tract of land called Braja, and he took care of the cows. Later, when Krishna inquires from his father, chapter 24, why they're going to perform this Indra sacrifice, and Nanda Maharaj explains to Krishna at that time that the Vaishyas have four major activities. That is, they do farming, they do commerce, they do cow protection, and they do money lending. So Nanda Maharaj's family, coming from Parjanya, particularly, they were engaged in cow protection, Goraksha. And Parjanya Maharaj had thousands of cows. And he married a Vaishya woman. And from him, because Parjanya means cloud, so he was just like a cloud of joy. He was loved by all the residents of Braja. And his five sons increased this joy. Each of their names had Nand or Anand in it. His first son was Upananda. His middle son was Nanda. And it was considered, even by Upananda, that of the five brothers, Nanda was the most qualified. So when Parjanya wanted to retire and simply dedicate the rest of his life to meditating on Govinda and worshiping Govinda, he called for a ceremony. And this ceremony was attended by Garga, was attended by Vasudev. And at that time, he turned over the kingdom to Upananda. But Upananda, in front of all of the residents of Vrindavan, he turned over the kingdom at that time to Nanda Maharaj. And everyone was very pleased. Nanda Maharaj, he simply fulfilled the orders of his older brother, but he was considered the king. Then, from one village, Maharana, near to Nandagaon, which was Parjanya Maharaj's ancestral place, the king there of Maharana, named Sumukha, He offered his daughter Yashoda in marriage to Nanda Maharaj. So for Nanda Maharaj being the king now of Braja and Yashoda being the queen, everyone was so happy under their care, but there was one sadness, and that was that they didn't have a son to carry on. So the appearance of Krishna we'll hear about tomorrow. Today we're discussing Lord Balaram here in Balaram Hall. Everywhere you look, you'll find Balaram. So Balaram, this was the first time that Krishna indicated that his name would be Ram. He would be Shankarshan because he would be attracted to the womb of his eternal mother Rohini. His name would also be Balabhadra. Now, Prabhupada explains that Bala actually means spiritual strength. And Balabhadra, he is the original guru, the Adi Guru, the source of all of the entire Guru Tattva. So those three names also were given at that time, even before he was transferred to the womb of Rohini by Yogamaya. Now, the second time was when he finally was transferred. This was in the seventh month of the pregnancy. Rohini was already with child. There are different descriptions of what happened to that child, whether it was a miscarriage. In some places it says that the partial manifestation of Balaram then merged into the full manifestation of Balaram in the womb of Rohini. What it actually was is beyond our comprehension. It depends which books you read. Prabhupada doesn't mention it much in detail. But the point is that Yogamaya fulfilled her task to transfer from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. But that child did not take birth after 9 or 10 months. That child waited for most auspicious time. After 14 months, the Purnima, just before Shravan, there was a Shravan constellation, then Balaram took his birth. And there was, again, because we have Kamsa on the other side of the river, everything had to be done secretly. So Vasudev, knowing that this was his own son, he very secretly arranged for the Jatakarma Sanskara and the Namakaran Sanskara at that time through the Brahmins who were there in Braja. Their last names were all Sharma. They performed the Namakaran at that time also and gave the same names to this child. Ram, Bala, and Shankarshan. Now at that time also, Shankarshan was for the uniting of the two families. It wasn't mentioned then that he was transferred by attraction to the womb of his eternal mother. Now for the third time, Gargamuni, because the knowledge coming from Jyotish Shastra, it doesn't change, it's absolute. So all these three names are also being given by Gargamuni at this time. Ram, because he gives pleasure, particularly to all the inhabitants of Braja. Not only that, he gives pleasure to the entire universe. Then Bala, because of his strength. So you put the two names together, we have the name Balaram. Then we have the name Shankarshan. So although Gargamuni knew astrologically that this child was definitely the son of Devaki, who somehow or other had been brought to the womb of Rohini, he didn't mention that to Nanda Maharaj. He simply explained that this child is called Shankarshan because he unites the two families of the forefathers. So these two families were the Yaduvangs and Nanda Maharaj's family of the Brajbasis. And you'll see how the love is increased by taking care of Ram, and but by the two families together. So there are other meanings for this name Shankarshan. We have to understand the eternal nature of Krishna and all of his manifestations. We know that the first sloka of Brahma Sangita, Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. So two names are mentioned of the Supreme Lord, and that is Krishna and Govinda. So these are the eternal, original, Svayam Rup of the Supreme Lord, as Krishna. And as Krishna, he is Govinda. He's simply enjoying in Braja with all of his other expansions, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, and engage in his childhood pastimes. That's Krishna Govinda. But when Krishna, and this is not that it happened at any particular time, because this is all eternal, all of these expansions. When Krishna wants to expand, to enjoy in different ways, then we have the Svayam Rup, which is the original form of Krishna Govinda, in Braja, in Goloka Vrindavan. When he desires to expand, and those expansions are also eternal, he has Svayam Prakash. And there are two types of Svayam Prakash expansions. One is called the Prabhav Prakash, and the other is called the Vaibhav Prakash. Prabhav Prakash is when Krishna expands exactly in his same form and his same mood. And we have those two examples here in Braja. One is when he used to go to herd the cows with his cowherd boyfriends. And in the daytime, noontime, when they would sit down together and have their lunch, Krishna would exactly expand himself to sit by each and every sukha and have lunch with them and enjoy with them and eat with them. So these are Prabhava expansions, Prabhava Prakash. The other example is the Rasa Leela, when Krishna expanded himself to dance with each and every gopi in the Madhurya Ras. These are also Prabhava Prakash. Absolutely no difference between the original Krishna and all of his expansions. No difference in form and no difference in mood. These are the two things that we have to consider in the manifestations, in the expansions. Then we have the Vaibhava Prakash. Vaibhava Prakash means there's a slight difference in form and in mood. And the first Vaibhava Prakash is Balaram. We know, we've heard many times at the opening of this temple, where Prabhupada asked the devotees, what is the difference between Krishna and Balaram? The difference is Balaram is white and Krishna is like a monsoon rain cloud, Shama. But the mood is slightly different, because within this Vaibhava Prakash, there are many, many different types of Vaibhava Prakash. But we'll discuss just Krishna and Balaram today. There is the Sevak Bhagavan, and there is the Sevya Bhagavan. Sevak Bhagavan is Balaram. He serves the Sevya Bhagavan. We've heard this also in reference to the Guru. He is also Sevak Bhagavan, because Balaram, being the original Guru, all the Gurus come from the Adi Guru Balaram. So Sevak Bhagavan, he serves Krishna, who is the Sevya Bhagavan. So these are the two different types of Vaibhava Prakash. Now Balaram, he is the only expansion of the Supreme Lord who serves Krishna in all of the five rasas, in Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya Ras. Now, how is that possible that one personality can serve the Supreme Lord in all the five rasas? This is how Balaram does it. In Shantaras, Balaram expands into the entire spiritual world, the Vaikuntha Lokas and Goloka Vrindavan. Everything is expanded in full consciousness from Balaram. All of Krishna's paraphernalia, his bed, his seat, his ornaments, his clothes, all of the landscape, everything is expanded from Balaram to serve Sri Krishna in the spiritual world. So that is how Balaram serves Krishna in Shantaras, by expanding into the spiritual world. And the spiritual world, all of these expansions are conscious. Prabhupada gives us some slight examples. When Radharani is cooking, she's cooking rice. Normally, for an ordinary person, we'll take a grain of rice and we'll test it. If one grain is soft, then the whole pot is okay. No, not in the spiritual world. The rice tells Radharani, I'm ready now. So everything is conscious. Everything wants to serve Krishna personally, because they're all expanded from Balaram. They all have that same mood of service. So that's the Shantaras. In Dasyaras, we learn that when, of course, in Braja, the principal rasa is Sakyaras, between Krishna and Balaram. But sometimes Balaram, although nowadays we don't do this, but at that time when the Vedic culture was strong, although Balaram was only 15 days older than Krishna, according to Srila Prabhupada, still Krishna would call him Dauji. Now, when they were first taught how to speak after this name-giving ceremony, the first things they were taught were their names. You're Krishna, you're Balaram. Well, they would mix it up. When they would call Balaram, Krishna thought it was him, he would come, this, like that. But Krishna would call Balaram Dauji, older brother. But even though he was the older brother, because he had this mood of servitude, when Krishna would lie down sometimes after herding the cows, Balaram would take his feet and massage his feet. So he would also serve Krishna sometimes as a servant. Then we have the principal rasa of Sakyaras, which is fully manifested in all of the childhood pastimes in Braj, which are the sweetest pastimes. You'll never find anything like that anywhere else in the whole creation. And we'll hear about that later. Then you have, because each of the rasas, we know, just like there's ether, in ether there's sound, then from ether comes air, in air there's sound and there's touch. So each of the elements contain the previous qualities plus an additional quality. So it's just like that also with the rasas. In Shantaras there's appreciation. In Dasyaras there's appreciation, elevates to the mood of service. In Sakyaras there's the equality of friendship. Finally, in parental ras, it comes to the mood of wanting to protect one's beloved, Krishna. So Balaram, he manifested this. Never was there a day that Krishna and Balaram would not go out together to play, except on one day in the year. That was Balaram's birthday. Rohini would make him stay back, because for auspiciousness, she would give him special abhishek and so many different formalities on the birthday. Not like now with blowing out the candles. Inauspicious. So he wouldn't be able to join Krishna on the birthdays, on his birthday. And those happened to be the days when some pretty amazing things happened. That's when Agasura and the Brahma Vimohan Leela took place. 2 years in a row, when the Kaliya Mardan Leela took place. These were all on Balaram's birthdays. So Balaram, on those days when he couldn't join Krishna, because he was always watching after Krishna, he was told by his mothers, make sure you protect Krishna. See what he's doing. He's your younger brother. But on the days when he couldn't join Krishna, he would send messages to Krishna. He would tell Subal, you tell Krishna he shouldn't go to Kaliyuga today. Of course, he went anyway. But Balaram was always concerned, just like an older brother, just in the mood of his Vatsalya Ras, because he wanted to protect his little brother. So that's the Vatsalya Ras of Balaram. And then, who can understand, how does Balaram exchange Madhurya Ras with Krishna? So this is explained that not Balaram in his form as Balaram, but he expands as the younger sister of Radharani, as Ananga Manjari. Ananga Manjari, just like her elder sister Radharani, she has golden complexion like a Kaitaki flower. She wears blue clothing. She's a Manjari, which means she's a few years younger than Radharani. The gopis are same age, or almost the same age, just a few days different, and the Manjaris are 2 or 3 years younger. So Ananga Manjari, there were three. There's Sridham, the brother, Radharani, and then the younger sister, Ananga Manjari. In the form of Ananga Manjari, she would serve Krishna in the Madhurya Ras. So we also know that in Gauralila, Ananga Manjari appears in different personalities, because not only does Krishna have his expansions, but the eternal associates, they also have expansions. And one of the expansions was Janava Devi. So her abode in Radhakund, Ananga Manjari, is called Swananda Sukada Kunja. That's just in the center. You go to the Radha Gopinath temple, and that's Ananga Manjari's place. So in our line, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he revealed his identity to be Kamala Manjari, and that Kamala Manjari is one of the assistants of Ananga Manjari. Therefore, when he made his home in Navadvip, which is none different from Braja, he named his home the same as Ananga Manjari's place, Swananda Sukada Kunja. So you'll find that in some of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs, where he reveals his internal lalasa. So in this way, Balaram, he serves Krishna in all of the five rasas. Now we also know that Krishna has unlimited qualities, but amongst those unlimited qualities, he has 64 principal qualities. And those are described by Rupa Goswami with beautiful examples, each of the qualities, in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The living entity, such as ourselves, in minute quantity, we can have up to 50 of those qualities. And then the demigods, such as Shiva and Brahma, they can have an additional 5 qualities. That makes 55. And then the Narayan forms of the Lord, they can have above those 55 an additional 5 qualities. This is all mentioned in Nectar Devotion. But above those 60 qualities that Narayan is able to manifest, there are 4 qualities that only the Swayam Rup Shri Krishna manifests. These are the Lila Madhuri, the Rupa Madhuri, the Venu Madhuri, and the Prema Madhuri. These 4 qualities, so far as we understand, are only possessed by Krishna. But Balaram also possesses all of these 4 qualities. qualities. The Lila Madhuri. Lila Madhuri specifically refers to the childhood pastimes here in Braja. All of these childhood pastimes, Krishna and Balaram were inseparable. So Balaram was also engaged in all of the Lila Madhuri of Krishna. The Rupa Madhuri. Krishna and Balaram have exactly the same form, only the color is different. So therefore, Balaram also has the Rupa Madhuri. The Venu Madhuri. Just go see Balaram on the altar. He also has his flute in his hand, sometimes. He carries other things. But he also has a flute. And he also calls the cows with that flute. And he also has Prema Madhuri. He has his own set of gopis. Not the same set as Krishna. Krishna has his particular gopis, his beloveds, and Balaram has his particular beloveds. And here also is a secret meaning of the name Shankarshan. Balaram, he couldn't tolerate the separation of the Brijbasis when they lived in Dwarka. When they finally went from Mathura to Dwarka, he just could not tolerate anymore not only his own pain, but the pain of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj and all of the residents of Vrindavan. So he pleaded with Krishna, one time we should go. And Krishna explained to him, they'll never let me go. Vasudev Devaki, they know. They know how I'm affected by the love of my devotees. And they know that if they let me go back to Vrindavan, I'll never come back here. But you can go. You ask them. So Balaram asked Vasudev and Devaki, and they gave permission. So he went. He went in his chariot. He went as a kshatriya just outside of the premises. He changed into his cowherd form. And then he re-entered. And he went there to console all of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, particularly Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. He also went there to console the gopis of Krishna. And at that time, when he was consoling those gopis, because he's Shankarshan, he was able to attract Krishna into his heart and manifest Krishna there for the gopis. So that's another internal meaning or internal pastime of the name Shankarshan. So then he also, at that time, manifests his pastimes, his Prema Lila, Madhuri Lila, with his gopis by performing the Rasa Lila, which we just celebrated a little while ago. So he has his Prema Madhuri Lila as well. So how is it? Krishna has his 64 qualities, Balaram also has his 64 qualities. But the quantities are the same, 64. The quality is a little less in Balaram, because Krishna is always the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Balaram is always the first expansion of Krishna. Now this expansion, these expansions, how Balaram, all of the expansions come from Balaram. When Krishna expands as Balaram, Balaram then expands as the first Chaturvyuha that Shankarshan, Vasudev, Pradumna, and Aniruddha. And from that Chaturvyuha comes Narayan. Then from Narayan comes the second Chaturvyuha, same names, Shankarshan, Vasudev, Pradumna, Aniruddha. From that Shankarshan of the second quadruplet comes the three Vishnus. First is Karna Dakshai Vishnu, then Garbha Dakshai Vishnu, then Kira Dakshai Vishnu. So in that way, Balaram is also the source of all of the expansions of the Supreme Lord, and he's also the source of the material creation. So from Krishna comes Balaram, From Balaram comes all of the expansions. Now one may ask that the residents of Vrindavan, some of them are also expanded from Krishna's body. So that's a different type of expansion. They're called Kaya Vyuha. They have different forms of the Lord, different forms from the Lord, different moods of service. But Balaram, he is the first expansion from Krishna, and all of the pastimes that they enjoy together are in this mood of Sevak Bhagavan and Sevya Bhagavan, where Balaram is serving Krishna in all of the five rasas. So if anyone has any questions, this is quite technically philosophical. If there are no questions, then we'll talk a little about it. Yes, Maharaj. I couldn't hear anything, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. I'm so sorry, Maharaj. Could you come here?
I see that Krishna, he went to Delhi, Babaji house, and Vidhe in Maharaj's Bhakti.
Yes.
So how about Maharaj will keep Krishna with him, will be inviting, how about Krishna sweet Siddhartha Prabhu of his dear?
And Krishna? Krishna?
Mishti.
Mishti?
Mishti? Mishti?
I couldn't, please forgive me, I couldn't hear you. Oh, why did he miss the birthday party? Well, Krishna being the Supreme Lord, he had particular things that he wanted to perform, pastimes he wanted to perform. And one of them was to break the pride of Lord Brahma. So, he wasn't invited to that birthday party. Rohini, at that time, the birthday celebrations were done as we do formally here in the temple, with Abhishek, with the massaging of the child with different oils, and the Brahmins are called to give blessings. So this is, it's not that Balaram wanted to do any of these things, but he was forced to do these things by his mother. So Krishna, he would much prefer to go out and herd the cows and the calves with his boyfriends. So Balaram, he also wanted to go, but his mother forced him to stay back on those days. And not only that, Krishna had particular pastimes sometimes he liked to do things without Balaram knowing them. And that's another form, particularly we know that when Krishna secretly arranged the kidnapping of his sister Subhadra by Arjun, he had to placate and pacify his older brother. So they have a... In the next pastime that we'll be reading, when Balaram teams up with the cowherd boys and goes and complains against Krishna to Mother Yasoda that he's been eating dirt. Well, Krishna, he counters that. He said that, no, what actually happened, Mata, was that the boys, they went into somebody's house and they stole sweets. And I didn't want to have anything to do with stolen sweets. But they secretly ate all the sweets. And they were afraid that I was going to tell you. So they wanted to get me in trouble. And not only that, but they forced dirt into my mouth. And Balaram also ate dirt. So as children, and Mother Yasoda, she, oh, you're just the king of liars. Open your mouth, let me see. So as brothers, they would do so much mischief together. And sometimes the mischief that Krishna did, he didn't want Balaram to see. When he was dancing on the hoods of Kaliya, do you think Balaram would have let him do that? Absolutely not. And when finally the word came back, because it was Balaram's birthday that day, Balaram just laughed. Everyone else was there fainting and running and looking for the footprints, and Balaram was laughing. Because he knew that Krishna was just playing. He wanted to do something that Balaram would have never let him do. So this is their lila, lila madhuri. And they would trick one another. On that day of Damodar lila, Balaram and his mother Rohini had been invited by Upananda's wife to go to their house. So he wasn't there for that one either. He didn't come back until afterwards, when Krishna was all tied up, and he was so angry, but at the same time he was afraid of Mother Yashoda. He was afraid he would also get tied up, so he had to stay a distance. So this is all the pastimes of lila between the different rasas. And therefore, Krishna, by his own sweet will, sometimes he does things without his big brother's permission and has to placate him afterwards. Any more questions? You're going to have to come up close, though. Better you come here. I'll never understand you with that mic. I'm sorry. Balaram what? Balaram?
Yes.
There's two sets of gopis. Yeah. And the gopis who were associated with Radharani were so careful to avoid Balaram's association out of respect for him. Balaram also was careful to avoid their association. When Balaram would see something golden on the path, he would think to himself, oh, maybe Radharani has come on this path, I better take another path. And when Radharani would see something like moonstone, something white and glowing, she would think, oh, maybe Balaram has come this way, I should take another path. And also in the past times at Govardhan, when Balaram suspected that Radha and Krishna were having their pastimes, he would duck down so that they wouldn't see him, and he also wouldn't see their pastimes. So they were very respectful, and at no time was there mingling between Krishna's gopis going to Balaram or vice versa. He simply, in order to placate their pain, he brought Krishna from Dwarka in his heart and manifested Krishna to them to satisfy them. Now, even when Krishna and Balaram were little babies, little children this age, 3 months old and older, they also manifested their Kaishurya attraction. There was, in the older gopis, they saw also this Kaishurya form in Krishna and Balaram, and there was longing for those pastimes to soon take place, and satisfaction in knowing that the sweetness of these pastimes would soon be taking place. So Krishna, although he goes through in Braja different Komara Lila, then Poganda Lila, then Kaishura Lila, Kaishura Lila is still also present in all of those, but some are more prominent at different times with different types of devotees. So that's why you'll see in these Kumar Lila, the prominence is Vatsalya Rasa. But there's also Sakya Rasa. The children, as soon as they could, they would come to play with Krishna. When after the Trinavarta Lila, when Krishna was taken away forcibly, then Nanda Maharaj, he told Rohini and Yashoda. He said, do not let these children out of the courtyard of the house. It's much too dangerous. So that's when the pastimes of when they would make Krishna dance and they would give him sweets and they would steal things from him and he would want the moon and they would give him some sweets instead. All of those internal pastimes took place at that time. Balaram was also there and he would get very jealous that Krishna was getting the attention. So he would run to his mother and drink her milk because there's always, if you have any brothers? You have brothers, right? There's always some type of rivalry between brothers. So, and he being the elder, of course he wanted the most attention, but the younger one was getting more attention. So then finally, at that time when they were being restricted within the courtyard, that's when Krishna showed for the first time his universal form. And when she was stunned, Nanda Maharaj, he asked her, what happened? Why are you, what? She said, she told him what she saw. And he said, are you keeping Krishna within the courtyard? You're not letting him out? And she said, yes, I'm doing exactly as you said, but it's useless. So then Nanda Maharaj said, all right, let them play. So then they started going out to the sheds where the calves were because the cows were gone. They would let the calves all loose. Then they really started their pastimes after they were let out of the courtyard. But it was always Krishna and Balaram together in those pastimes, with all the pastimes of Braj, except on the birthdays. Okay, time is past. Any more questions? All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai.